98.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. A pilot program in West Houston that moves homeless people into hotels has gained a surge in funding. Houston and Harris County officials contributed $180,000, growing the budget by 6 times. Here's our Dominic Anthony Walsh.
The initiative provides homeless people with a hotel room while they receive wraparound services like employment coaching and food assistance from West Houston Assistance Ministries. The program served nearly 100 people with $30,000 in funding during its first year, according to the Energy Corridor Management District. Zach Miller is vice president of the management district.
The typical response to homelessness is to reach out to law enforcement and begin the process of citation, ticketing, and then eventually a visit to jail. But our board recognized the limited utility of that approach.
Officials say the funding infusion will help as many people as possible until the money runs out. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Border security construction in Big Bend National Park has been temporarily halted after opposition from residents, conservationists, and elected officials. But opponents say significant damage has already been done. Speaking on Texas Public Radio's The Source, Lakin Jordal with the Center for Biology Diversity says bulldozers have already carved roads through sensitive areas near the Rio Grande.
In the national park alone, they have bulldozed brand new roads through some of the most iconic and also wild stretches. They have done so much damage. It's breathtaking just how much damage they've inflicted in the national park before construction was paused this week.
Customs and Border Protection says planning and environmental assessments will continue while construction in the park is on hold. The criminal case against the former head of the Texas Lottery Commission returns to court today. Our Lucio Vasquez reports.
Gary Grief faces a felony charge tied to a controversial 2023 jackpot. That year, a group spent roughly $26 million buying nearly every possible number combination and won $95 million. The drawing sparked years of scrutiny. Lawmakers ultimately abolished the Lottery Commission last year, and a Texas Rangers investigation later led to Grief's indictment. His attorney calls the prosecution politically motivated and says Grief committed no crime. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
In sports, the Texans lost to the Las Vegas Raiders 22-20 yesterday in the team's second preseason game of the year. There are three. The Texans actually had a large lead in the game, 20-3. However, the second and third teamers didn't get the job done in the second half. The Texans' next and final preseason game will be next Friday when they battle the Panthers. The first regular season game of the year is coming up on September 13th. Meanwhile, the Astros were destroyed by the Angels yesterday, 18-3, the final in that one. Houston ends up dropping 2 out of 3 in the series, and they play the Athletics coming up today. For more news, you can head to our website. That is HoustonPublicMedia.org. Another heat advisory.